Yes, good evening. I'm wondering, what qualifications does a 73-year-old qualify for home care?
How old?
73.
Qualifications? They need to. Are they on Medicaid?
I think she says my aunt. She says she's on Medicare and Medicaid. She's on both.
Okay, perfect. So she's able to get the care.
Okay.
Would you like to be her caregiver?
Because basically that's what I'm doing, but I'm not getting compensated for it. I'm just doing it because she's my aunt.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we can sign you up to get paid for helping her. That's not an issue. Pretty simple,
okay,
to be honest.
Okay.
Let me help you with this. Give me 1 second. Okay. What is your aunt's name so I can look up her Medicaid?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn, G-L-E-N-N.
And do you know her date of birth?
51.
Thank you. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. 52.
No worries. 52.
52.
Okay, 1 second. Let me look it up for you, okay?
Okay.
Just a second. Just another minute, so I'm looking it up for you.
Okay.
Thank you. How's your day going so far?
It's okay. It's a little slow, but it's okay.
All right. Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Samuel Glenn.
Okay, so Samuel Glenn, and all right, trying to look it up here. You said she's on Medicaid and Medicare, right?
Yeah, that's what she told me, yeah.
All right. Glenn, and you said her date of birth is 1/25/52.
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute. Just a second, my computer's a little bit slow.
Okay.
You said her first name, legal name, is J-A-N-I-C-E?
Yes.
Last name, G-L-E-N-N?
Yes.
And her date of birth is 1/25/1952?
Yes.
Nothing comes up here. Let me see. Do you know her Medicaid ID number or her Social Security number so I can look it up for you?
I don't know her social. I know she said she had, that's what she said, she had both because she's retired.
Right, and it makes sense that she does, but sometimes one letter is off from the name or the date of birth is off, then it wouldn't show up. It wouldn't come up.
January 25th, 1952. That's her birth. By social, I don't know that. But her name is Janice Glenn.
Let me see. And which county does she live in? Where does she live?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What's
19140.
Her home address?
3644 North Mervyn Street.
North?
Mervyn, Marvine.
Street. And the zip code?
19140.
Would you be able to add her to the line, maybe, or not really?
I'm not home. No, I'm at work. No.
Oh, it's okay. Okay.
You just told me to call. I mean, to call and see if I could get, you know, someone to.
Yeah.
If she's qualified.
Okay. She probably does qualify. The only thing is that I need to see her. Her Medicaid. Let's see. Do you want? Let me see. Check if I can have my intake team speak to you now, and then maybe soon you can give us her Medicaid number.
I won't be home for like another hour or so.
That's okay. That's okay. We can do that later. The Medicaid. It's not a problem. If I transfer to my intake team, it'll be just like a welcoming call. Okay. One second.
Listen, can I call you back in like 5 minutes, please? Because I'm at work. I don't really.
Yeah,
have time
of
to
course,
right
of
now.
Course. Let me give you my phone number. Can I give you my direct number?
Yeah.
You can call me anytime. Yeah? Okay. It's 267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7442.
Okay.
And my extension is 142.
What's your name?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi?
Yes, M-I-M-I.
Okay.
Okay, so call me soon, or I'll have my intake team call you later, whatever works best for you, and we'll be happy to help.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you again.
Of course, no problem. We'll be in touch. Good luck. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
All right.